Kevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, is it yourself on a Friday?
It is. Good morning. Ah, how good are you?
I'm very well. Did you get through Valentine's?
Ah, yes, it's great.
Yeah, Valentine's a great old day. And do you know what's lovely about it too? Is when you're married, unhappily so, that Valentine's takes on, I think, another meaning, because there's memories then that go back and back.
Absolutely.
And back. And it's a kind of, you know, it's very special.
I remember, I always think, like, I'm not going back to Valentine's, but Mum used to always give all the ladies a little rose, and she'd do the nice little bow, and we'd always give them chocolates, and we'd spoil them, you know.
Isn't that lovely?
One thing I've seen over the years is, I know there's loads of twos going out, but more and more fours go out, genuinely, as couples and friends or whatever.
Right, like yeah.
I've definitely seen that change
that's
over
nice.
The last few years.
Yeah, that's yeah. nice. But I've always said it, and I'll say it again, it bears repeating, your mother was definitely ahead of her time when it came to the dishes, but also it came to how she presented it and how she played the game. She was terrific, it seems to me.
She was very thoughtful, and she was very,
innovative.
Thank you. Wow, that's a nice compliment.
Yeah, because that wouldn't have been common. That's my point. And you're a fairly uncommon fellow yourself, in fairness. So listen, what have you got for me today?
Okay, so I'm going to talk two lovely pork recipes for you.
I'm starving now, this will finish me off.
We're using a lovely pork shoulder, which is a great cut, and you can slow roast it, but we're going to do a nice curry. And a few weeks ago, we were talking about the lovely monkfish curry.
Yes.
So this is kind of like, it's more, what would I call it? It's more kind of like a Thai, exactly. A Thai curry.
Is that what you came across as?
Absolutely. Mm. But I had it with duck, actually, and I said, why not pork? And then we're going to do some lovely pork.
You were eating pork with a duck?
I had the curry.
You were on medication.
I had the curry in Thailand with duck.
I believe you. Anyway, you got this idea in Thailand.
Yes, exactly. And Marty, I'm going to do some pork chops with some lovely roasted apples. Lovely. A classic pork and apple sauce.
Oh, yeah. I know
would you
that
like
one.
That?
I do, yeah.
You'd
I know
like
that one. I do. I love pork. And you, again, have always said, it is, not that it's much maligned, because it isn't, but it's not as popular as you feel it should be.
Yeah, and I think with pork, it's very versatile.
Yeah.
Definitely for all your listeners, when you're shopping, just make sure you're getting Irish pork, the Board Beer Quality Mark.
Of course.
That's really important. I have a couple of recipes that I posted over the last few weeks, like a pork and apple stroganoff, and then a lovely pork burger. So kind of just showcasing and promoting.
We've had your pork burgers. They're
tasty.
Absolutely tasty. Oh, they're so tasty. And we weren't sure about it at the time, because it was in one of the books in the last while. And it's lovely. In fact, it was in the last book, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
It was,
good man.
In the last book.
Jesus.
See, I'm
very impressed.
That was in lockdown before we could afford to go out for a look. Talk to me about this pork.
Okay, so we'll talk about the curry first, because that's probably the most ingredients, to be honest with
okay.
you.
Okay.
So pork shoulder trimmed, cut into cubes. So pork shoulder is a lovely good value cut, and it's a very versatile cut. Pork shoulder will take a little bit longer to cook than pork fillet. So pork fillet is the prime cut of pork.
Yeah.
So it is, and it's lean. You can get that trimmed. So you can do this. I've actually made this in the cookery school for the students with pork fillet, which is really good. So pork shoulder I'm trying to focus on, because it's one of these lesser used cuts, good value too. So go to your local butcher, make sure it's Irish pork and that it's diced and trimmed. Now what you're going to do, you're going to lightly kind of brown that off just in a wok or a pan, is perfect for this. And then we're going to put in some lovely Thai red curry paste, which is a nice bit of a kick. A few weeks ago I mentioned Thai gold when we were talking about the coconut milk.
Yes,
I'm using
their
coconut milk too. So I am. Coconut cream, Marty, is sieved coconut milk. So it's a little bit thicker and a little bit richer. So in the recipe I've said coconut cream, but you could use a can of coconut milk, it's no problem.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, just a little bit lighter than the coconut cream. That's the only thing. Okay, so your pork shoulder goes in. Into this then, we're putting in some lovely butternut squash or pumpkin. So whatever kind of squash or sweet potato or carrots or even peppers, you can mix up loads of lovely vegetables into this. And it's a great way.
Anything
actually,
goes really, doesn't it, when it comes
you know what's
to
really
vegetables?
Good, and I forgot to mention it too when we were doing the monkfish curry, is that cauliflower is great in a curry. It is beautiful. Honestly, it's a lovely kind of a firm vegetable, and it takes on that lovely curry.
See, cauliflower is a bit like, I always think cauliflower reminds me of flares in the 70s. Cauliflower was very popular for a period of time, and then suddenly became not so popular.
You're right.
Am I right?
You're
and
right.
You never see it on a menu.
You're absolutely
right. Do you serve
right.
it in a restaurant?
Yes, we
you do.
And what we do, Marty,
you don't
what
see
we,
it that
what
often.
We serve it with scallops and kind of caramelised pork cheek. So we get the cauliflower, we pickle it, we puree it. It works really well with curry. curry, so we make a curry cauliflower puree. Look at
that's just I'm drooling because it just sounds fantastic.
It's back on trend. You'll see now vegetarian offerings of a cauliflower steak, they call it. So it's a big, huge slice of cauliflower, just literally grilled, barbecued, whatever. And it's a firm, it's delicious.
So but I am right about the way it used to be perceived.
Absolutely, you're right.
For a long time.
I mean, mother used to do the cauliflower morning with the cheese sauce.
That's right.
And the breadcrumbs on top, and it's so good. So
beautiful.
Good.
Oh, beautiful.
I actually had it over Christmas.
Did you?
Christmas Day. Oh, yeah. My family loved it.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, yeah, a real treat.
Absolutely right. So we were talking about the vegetables. We got a little bit sidetracked, you do.
Anyway, all those vegetables will do. Pumpkin, whatever.
Now, so chicken stock goes into it then to loosen it up. Root ginger, you grate that. So that should go in at the start. I should have said that.
Okay.
Now, lime juice is really important. And if you look through the recipe, Marty, it's called nampla. It's a fish fermented sauce. And in Thailand, they don't use salt. This is what they use. Every supermarket will have it.
Okay.
And Thai Gold will do it. It's very strong. You don't need much of it, but it does. When you smell it, you'll think, oh, jeez, that smells awful. But it's crucial. It's crucial in this.
Really?
It is the seasoning.
Well, on the basis that it smells, how much of it are you using in this?
So in the recipe there, if you look at it, one tablespoon. Yeah, and then you can always add more, but just be cautious because it is strong. Okay. So, Marty, a little bit of brown sugar will give lovely sweetness. And then just finish it with, interesting herb, I should say, is some lovely fresh mint.
Okay.
It's really good, really good. And you think with pork, sage works well, but mint is excellent. Coriander, you could use basil, but mint.
Okay.
So this curry will keep. You can make it, you know, 2 or 3 days ahead, warm it up, serve it with rice, serve it with some mashed potato, chips, whatever you want. Pork shoulder now will definitely take longer to cook. So if you're using pork fillet, this will be done in about 25 minutes. I would say with pork shoulder, it'll take about 35, 40 minutes.
Okay,
so
that sounds lovely.
It's really nice.
Okay, that's
really nice.
Pork and pumpkin curry in this case. Now, what's the other pork thing?
Now, see, the other one is pork chops.
Ah, right.
So we're just going to literally just kind of pan fry these, but roast some apples. So it's kind of like a one pan dish, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So if you look at the recipe, we have rapeseed oil, we have a little bit of mustard. And mustard actually goes really well with pork. A little bit of English mustard I'm using.
That's the regular mustard.
Yeah, yeah. Some rosemary. Rosemary is classic herb with lamb, but you could use sage if you wanted to. And then some lovely pork loin chops on the bone. When you get pork chops on the bone, they are so flavoursome. They really are.
I'm sorry to stop you again, but you mentioned English mustard. I remember my dad used to mix it himself. Because you could do it with the consistency.
That's right.
It came with powder in a tin. And you did, and a little spoon came with it, this tiny little metal spoon. So he'd mix it to his own consistency. Oh. But if he wanted, because he loved mustard.
Did he?
Isn't that gas?
What would he normally serve it? With ham or whatever?
Oh, yeah, with ham, particularly, yeah. But he might have had mustard with steak. Wow. He loved mustard. But yeah, but you did it yourself. Isn't that gas?
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, I know. Different times. I wonder, do we still, I doubt we have it now still.
Good memories. Great. You know, I haven't seen it like that. It's usually kind of all the pre-mixed one.
That's right.
You get in the little jars.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a great ingredient because it keeps. So, Marty, so we're going to heat up a nice hot pan.
Yes.
We're going to put a little bit of rapeseed oil and we're going to seal in our pork chops. That's the first thing. So that'll probably take about maybe 5 to 6 minutes on either side. So a little tip for you, a little bit of butter will give beautiful flavour. And I'm going to kind of slightly change the recipe that you have there. You can put in a spoonful of maple syrup if you want, or honey. And then apples, so lovely, some lovely one-eaten apple. You can use a Bramley apple or a Granny Smith. Granny Smith's a little bit firmer and it's kind of like more tartness. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well,
so cut them into nice wedges. And you don't have to peel them. I'd like the skin on, but just remove the core. Put them into the pan with the pork. And just, if you can just kind of slightly tweak the recipe, I think a spoonful of honey or a spoonful of maple syrup would be delicious in this.
Yeah.
So some orange in this gives really good flavour. Yeah, a little bit of orange juice and zest and then the mustard. And then what you do is you literally cook that for about maybe say 10-12 minutes from start to finish. It should be done. And once you have a good hot pan, if it's browning too much, turn down the heat, keep turning the chops. And remember we spoke about the steak, you know, spooning on that lovely, keep doing that. That's what you call basting. So you're going to get it lovely, lovely and moist. And the one thing about pork, it's a very lean meat, so you can very easily overcook it. And you know, you want it soft, succulent and flavour. With that, Marty, just serve it with some green vegetables or peas and a little baked potato or mashed potatoes.
I think jacket potato with that.
Oh yeah, that'd be gorgeous.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Mm.
Oh no. That'd be my baby now.
You're getting hungry.
I was starving at the beginning of this. I'm completely destroyed. No, that's lovely. Pork.
Doesn't it show you how versatile pork is?
Well, pork is, it is. And it's funny, in our house, it took us a long time, not to convince them, because Maria's a great cook, but it was just that whole idea of you know, they'd like steak or they'd like this or they'd like burgers, whatever. But pork wasn't that popular.
Yeah.
It is now, not a bother now.
Yeah.
But it took a while. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just a mindset as if, you know.
I just love how versatile it is. And, like, it's good value for money.
It is, yeah.
You know, I definitely think it's a lovely meat.
It is,
and, and I hope, you know, your listeners try those two recipes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's fragrant pork and pumpkin curry and pork cutlets of roasted apple. Marty in the morning and there they all are. Like I'm always saying, you have the full recipe and the how-to, and that's the thing. And as Nevin always says, and it's true, if you can read, you can cook. And
oh, well done.
It's good. True, though. But it's true, isn't it? I bring those home now to Mrs.
Everyone asked me in the rest of can Marty Whelan, is he a good cook? I said, he's one of the finest chefs I know.
He talks the talk.
He does.
Oh, I did. You know, I need to get back into it again. And I really, your last book, what was the title of your last book?
Come on.
No, you tell me.
Learn to Cook.
Thank you.
Nevin.
And I think that is probably one of your best books. For obvious reasons, the title gives it all away. But that was the trick, because it's about not being able to and saying, well, actually, here's how I do that. I think that's the trick. I should be your agent. That fella's no good, the fella you have. No good at all. Now, thanks, Nevin. We'll talk to you next week.
See you. Have a good weekend.
God bless you, my friend. That's lovely.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.